Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello. Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Bronwyn Cuss.
Hello.
We're just saying off air that you're from a nerd family.
Was that our words, not yours? They were your words. It's a trivia night at a leagues club in Ipswich.
Oh, and you all go.
We all go. And we do win, but that's because there's 20 of us.
Oh, wow.
And the other teams are...
Do they not have a limit on team numbers in Ipswich?
Nah, I'd like to see them come and try. Tell us off. So, yeah, no, we get away.
So, how many people are on the other teams?
I would say average 4 to 5.
Mm-hmm, and you've got 20.
Yeah.
So we've got about. What expression do they have on their faces when they realise that they're up against a team of 20?
We win all of the rounds. Mm-hmm. So, they're furious all the time. But they get a bottle of wine, they come second. That's all right.
Oh, yeah, cool. Mm. And what do you get for winning?
You get $30 Brothers Leagues Club money, but there's a system. My aunt spends that on her dinner and then she puts $30 cash into a kitty. And then at the end of the year, we all go to the Bakehouse Steakhouse. So that is...
With your earnings. I think they have to be described as earnings at this point. Yeah, great. And what part of, on the team, like what are you special, like what is the area of expertise that everyone's turning to you for?
Oh, I run and I put on all the, I say adults, I am an adult now, but all my mum and my aunt, I do their keno while they play.
Oh, okay.
So I run off and put the keno on.
So, and then so go you're not check actually it. Involved in the quiz?
Not that much, mm-hmm. No, yeah.
Yeah, and the family is losing their nerd family status at this point as well.
Oh,
I have to say.
Yeah, it's all the numbers, that's what it is.
okay, well, we're a family today as well.
Yeah.
Because we have a brains trust here to assist. So it's
beautiful,
not just
I feel
you.
At home.
First of all, we have a psychologist, actually. Psychologist who specializes in progression and transition. So big hello to Dr. Melanie Bao.
Hi there.
Hi, Doctor. How are you?
I'm very well.
Was it Dr. Mel, just Mel, Dr. Bao? What do you demand?
Bao Wow is something that my clients have taken to.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Bao Wow.
Because
sort of like a dog.
Exactly. I think my work, I just let people have their own ideas and not squash them so much, mm-hmm. apart from when they say they're an artist and I say stop that.
Oh, okay.
Transition out of that.
Oh, so you're not into the arts is basically...
Anyone who has a creative pursuit who is stressed, I just tell them to stop.
Right.
I don't find a way for them to...
I see. To sort of assist, right? I guess that's why you're a psych who specializes in progression and transition,
right?
Right, yeah, transition out of the arts specifically.
It's alarm bells when you're stressed, Bronwyn. Do you get stressed about comedy?
I get so stressed. What you're doing sounds like the Lord's work.
Absolutely,
honestly.
Thank you. I agree.
Have there you should ever thought about transitioning out of the arts?
After most gigs I do.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. Is that where you find a lot of your work at night, post-gig?
I give my card out when I see someone have a rough time.
Oh,
after
you flyer.
Done a gig. I flyer at my own, their gigs.
Yeah, okay. So it's like an opportunity for marketing, I guess, really, if anything.
Yes, I get, about a few clients a night, if I'm lucky.
Mm-hmm.
How many have you managed to get out of the arts?
That's interesting. Once they sit down with me, they think I'm going to help them, which I am, but just differently.
Mm.
I've managed to maybe three comedians in my time.
Just three?
They're very tough, resilient.
Well, Bow Wow is here for you to assist.
What would your area of trivia expertise be?
I thought I was coming on to help you transition out. So now that I know it's about trivia, I would say... wood. I'm very good with wood.
Yeah.
Perfect. And trees.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of knowledge on trees. That's great.
Yeah, great. Okay. But the Brains Trust does not end there. We actually also have with us one of the country's premier impressionists. It's a big hello to Bori Tangerine.
Hey, it's me, Bori Tangerine. How you guys going?
Hello, Bozza. How are you?
Master, you good, mate? Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you again. I'm sorry we haven't had you on because we've done hundreds of episodes now. We've only just having you on. And as an impressionist, you might have thought that we'd have you on sooner.
Yeah, I know. I got all sorts of characters, he's my prisoner trap. Yeah, pretty good.
Oh, that's true. That's great. That's yeah. Recognisable there. So, Bori Tangerine.
Bori Tangerine. All right.
Just come
in
off
the brains.
A big tour of the bloody all the coastal cities and towns in Australia. I went all around the coast. Started in West Australia. Went around Darwin. Then I come up in Northern Queensland. Pop on down. Obviously.
New South Wales next. Yeah.
You didn't happen to do Brothers Leagues Club Ipswich at all?
No, I didn't miss out on that one, but
that's a shame.
I'll tell you what, beautiful God's country up there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Should we do 10 questions?
Yeah, let's go.
Question number one. How many seats are required to win an overall majority in the British House of Commons?
Speaking of, let's ask bloody Boris Johnson here. What do you reckon, Boris? I reckon that's fucking crazy, man.
Well, wow. If you close your eyes...
Yep.
It's like
exactly
he's
exactly like
yep.
Boris.
Put on a recording of Boris,
really
then you
annoying.
Would think.
You would think it was Boris Johnson.
Yeah, but unfortunately we have his Bori. But how many seats are required to win an overall majority in the British House of Commons? Well, were you from the UK?
Yes, I am from England.
Bow Wow?
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Then you might be
I
our
do
go-to
know the
here.
Answer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I know the answer. I know what it should be.
Right.
And in terms of the Conservatives who are currently in, I would say...
You big fan of them?
Not so much.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind Labour.
I think they would be a fan of your
in.
Work, actually.
Yeah.
Getting people out of the
I
arts.
Mean,
shifting people out of the arts into real jobs.
Right, yeah. No, there is a quality I like. I suppose...
So what it should be. You said you know what it should be. How many seats are required to win an overall majority in the British House of Commons?
Right.
What should it be?
That's a good question.
Well, I thought you said you knew, actually,
right,
what it
should
be.
And that's what we're saying, isn't it?
Yeah. I think we're looking for a number.
And then, Tandrian, you said five. Is that right?
I didn't say a bloody thing, but I couldn't. This has been
Does any of that help, Bron?
How many do you reckon's
hugely.
In there?
Hugely.
How many do you reckon's in there?
14.
Oh,
in the whole house.
14 in the whole House of Commons? No. I reckon we're going to go... That's rare.
Well, when they show footage, you must have seen the footage of Prime Minister's questions, PMQs.
Oh, every day.
And that house is full. I'd say it's full. They
fuller
are
than
crammed
ours?
In. People are standing.
Yes.
They're standing around
exactly.
the speaker.
Yes.
It's
14
full.
Is the they're the important ones.
Okay.
The rest don't have any sway.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get those 14, you've got government.
Right.
So
oh,
do you want
to
put 14 important ones?
14 important ones, yeah.
Okay, we'll lock in 14 important ones. Question number two. Daniel Ricciardo has shifted F1 teams again. Where's he off to now?
That's a red flag, isn't it? I would just transition him out of the whole game
altogether.
If that were me.
Mm-hmm.
If that were my life.
So your work isn't restricted to the arts?
No, I think Formula One's creative.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Anything that doesn't directly help the public, I think if we could live without it... That's where I jump in.
So music,
that's where I thrive.
Cars.
Mm-hmm.
Music, cars.
Comedy.
Impressions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Comedy.
All right, use your witchcraft on me then. Use it on me. Let's go.
I think you should quit.
Maybe you're right.
Wow. I can see why they call it's you Bow Wow.
It's brutal at the beginning, but yeah. It becomes easier over time. It's a 10-week It's a 10-week session process.
I think it might be Red Bull.
Yeah.
Red Bull, Mercedes, McLaren, pick one.
Red Bull. Are we going Red Bull?
I think it might be.
Okay.
Have they done Red Bull impressions? Have you joined the Red Bull impression team?
I would love to because I'd be there with bells on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd take it out. I did Australia's Got Talent.
Well, that's a risky impression.
Yeah.
What are some of the riskiest impressions you've ever done?
Oh, Xi Jinping.
Mm.
Yeah.
In China. Oh, you're on a Chinese tour?
Yeah, it's in tour of China, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then...
How was that received?
Not right. I was locked away for quite some time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. Can we get a small taste?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Xi Jinping. I am a god.
Great. Yeah. Yep. Do I put Red Bull?
Yeah, I'm happy with Red Bull.
Question number three. From Tim Burton, new series Wednesday is based on what? From Tim Burton, new series Wednesday is mm-hmm. based on what?
I think
you know this.
I know this off straight off the top.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, let's see if our brains trust has been paying as much attention.
Adam's family, look at this. Check this out. Who am I? Ah, bloody Adam's. Get out.
Wow. Wow. I felt like I was watching the show.
No.
Guys, come on. Oh. Gomez. Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Shit. Sorry, I didn't see it.
This one gets it.
Gomez.
This one gets it. You'll keep. Right. Turn it up.
That's it. I'm always up.
I can do a thing. Impression.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You just put your hand on the table there.
Yeah.
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 But that's very flexing. Thing. That's yeah. Good.
Have you done any hand modelling as well? You could do some hand modelling.
Yeah, you reckon?
Mm.
These little chipolatas.
Yeah.
You reckon they're good, you reckon? You reckon what it would do? Sausages Weekly.
I'll put the Adams family. Question number four. Where was ice hockey most notably developed?
I reckon Canada.
Straight in with Canada. Have you ever worked with any ice hockey players to transition them out of the sport?
I did, actually.
Mm-hmm, I imagine.
Do you find them something to transition into?
Or no.
Why would you bother with that bit?
Yeah, okay.
That bit's not for me, I think. Yeah. I think mm-hmm. they can really just, you know...
But some of these athletes...
Have a sandwich and a tea and just think about it.
I was watching the Shaq documentary and he seemed very determined to play basketball, you know?
Mm.
Like he really wanted it. I'd reckon you'd be in a tough position trying to get Shaq to stop playing basketball.
I have done it.
He's transitioned to politics now, hasn't he?
Is he? I don't know that.
I saw him shaking the Prime Minister's hand.
I thought he was just around.
Oh, okay.
The Prime Minister
was here. Is he a flat earther?
Nah. He's so big, he can see the curvature of the earth. That's a joke, but I don't think so.
No. Well, I think he said that.
What?
He's so big, he can't see it curve.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Oh, he said the exact opposite.
Yeah, he said the exact opposite.
Bloody hell.
A lot of conspiracies in basketball.
You think Canada as well?
Mm-hmm.
I love it over there.
Yeah, let's go Canada.
I'll lock in Canada. Question number five. To the nearest hour, what is the longest recorded tennis match? Multiple choice.
Ooh.
8 hours, 11 hours, or 16 hours? 8, 11, or 16? To the nearest hour, what is the longest recorded tennis match? 8, 11, or 16? Are you a tennis fan?
I am a tennis fan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Down the Australian Open?
Barty, another Ipswich girl. We needed that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is Roger. Yeah. Who's this?
Oh, here we go.
G'day, I'm Roger Federer.
Novak Djokovic.
Roger Federer.
Roger Federer. To the next hour, what is the longest recorded tennis match? 8, 11 or 16 hours?
Dr. Bow Wow, you've worked with a lot of athletes. What do you think their limit is?
I think they have the egos are high.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the audience there. But the audience is in the round, which is like football and other matches, but it's smaller.
I've never thought of it. I've never thought of sports being in the round.
Yeah, you can really... And there's so much downtime between each shot that they can really entertain the crowd. So I would say 16 is not out of the question.
Mm. Who don't? Is that why Pat Cash doesn't play anymore?
Pat Cash, yes. I helped him transition.
Yeah.
Well, you've helped so many people transition... Out of things. Such a out wide
It's almost like everyone and who's ever retired from anything
Right.
has been transitioned.
Mm. Right.
They're happy, are they?
Really happy.
Ash Barty, yeah. Is that why she retired?
Ash Barty,
that's
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some people say she went too early.
Some say, not me though, as you would imagine.
Yeah,
you think right
too late
yeah.
even.
Right on time, maybe too late, mm-hmm. yeah.
And what was your thinking there of getting Ash Barty out while she was still number one at the top
just
of the game?
Just go out on a high. That's mm-hmm. something they say in comedy, isn't it? Go out on a high, mm-hmm. leave on a high.
Well, you try to at least.
You try to.
It's not always achieved.
Right. And then, you know, just she's into gardening now. I don't know if you know that.
Mm.
I would like to get into gardening, but I do not have a house.
Right.
Yeah, I belong to the road.
Have you tried just jumping into other people's gardens?
Mm. No, I haven't, but I will do that.
Give it a go.
Yeah. Maybe there's something about putting roots down. Maybe that's something that I need. Maybe it's good for you to put roots down and become part of a community.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, Matt.
I think follow your nose on that.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
But a lot of the people who you've worked with were a part of a community until they left.
I've always wanted to be a banker.
Yes, but... Right, oh yeah, I can talk to you about that. I think it's stressful.
Baker.
A baker, yeah. Okay, yeah, that's on the edge. That's in the middle.
Mm.
That's creative, but it's also necessary. We all love bread.
Yes.
But Baker's Delight.
Baker's Delight in. Funnily enough.
Brumbies. Yeah,
that franchise still going. Brumbies out.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Tough.
Okay.
So a lot of your job is just sort of calling whether things should be in or out.
Sorry, I'm having a moment. Just
yeah.
Have you ever thought about, you know, moving into something else?
For me?
Yeah.
Transitioning yourself.
Should I go to transition therapy?
I don't know, I'm just putting it out there, yeah.
Do you ever get stressed?
I mean,
do you have any other peers that maybe can transition you out?
Mm.
I do have peers that could help me, actually.
Mm.
Well, I just don't see the point of this psychologist business, you know, like take a walk or go for a run.
Is it that you're scared of it? Is that what it is?
I've just been having existential crises every day. You know, I just look at my life and I'm like, what do I have to show for it? Just a suitcase. Really, I've got no friends and I'm in terrible health and, you know, maybe I'm not a good impressionist.
But to the nearest hour, what is the longest recorded tennis match?
I think I'm going to go 16.
All right, we'll put 16. Question number 6. Who is the Gucci designer who recently stepped down? Who is the Gucci designer?
I helped them with that.
Did you?
Really?
That was Tom Ford.
Tom Ford.
I think that's a recent thing. I think he stepped down a long time ago.
Yeah.
And created a brand, which you might have heard of, called Tom Ford.
Yeah.
But
you helped the Gucci designer step down, did you?
But didn't they bring someone
back?
But
I can't
disclose
their name because that's actually confidential.
You sort of, like,
it was
give
public.
A wink
it was,
or
I mean, it was. I think this was a big news story, a big international news story.
I think I know the story, but I don't. This is the person that put the.
That's okay, because Bow Wow helped the process. So she'll know.
Bondage gear?
Yeah, it would always
do. Oh, no, that's Balenciaga.
That's Balenciaga. Oh. You know, this is the... And I think there's some questions, some dodginess around did they step down or were they moved on or what's happening at Gucci, I think.
You just said he, Kyron.
Yeah, he.
Well, I thought that they brought on Tom Ford and he made it sort of a little bit more luxury again after they kind of fucked it. And then maybe they brought him back, maybe. I don't know.
Mm.
Bori, well, I wouldn't have picked you as a kind of a Gucci Wikipedia
page. Well, I'm
Wikipedia
not, but I absolutely
page.
Adore fashion.
I think this is Roger David that you're in here.
This is Tara Cash.
It's hard to tell them apart.
Yeah.
Connor, man.
It looks good, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, it looks good.
I got one of them knitted ties.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's always a statement.
And do you always wear the full suit?
Yeah, dress for the job you don't have. That's what I always say.
Yeah, I like the pocket
square. It's very shiny.
Very fancy.
And I want to be a banker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean baker.
Right.
Have you thought of being a baking banker?
That's something.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe. You know what? Fuck it.
No.
But what is...
Sorry.
But who is the Gucci designer who recently stepped down?
Come back to us.
Bow Wow, do you remember the name of your recent client? Because this was only in the last
intimately
couple of weeks.
Spent many months with this person.
Yep.
Will I continue? Will I not?
Yep.
Obviously.
So was it will I am? Perhaps.
There's a clue.
He sent his music to the moon.
To the moon.
Or Mars.
For who?
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it?
Keep people away.
Have you got a Black Eyed Peas impression?
Yeah, check this out.
Uh-huh.
Let's get it started in here. You guys thought I was going to say the other one that they definitely recorded and released.
Yeah.
But it's and then they changed it to Let's Get It Started instead of that one.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm almost disappointed in you, Bori.
Have you had any of your impressions sent to the moon?
No, but I'd like to go to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Oh, you personally?
Yeah, it's so tranquil up there.
Yeah.
Which you'd also be able to work on your impression of the moon.
Oh, yeah. Bloody hell. Now, check this out. Ready?
That's just your ass. You've just shown us your ass.
Oh, my goodness.
I think his name was Alessandro someone. I don't remember his surname. Does that ring any bells?
Okay, so
yes,
Alessandro I am, is that?
Do you want to put Alessandro I am?
Mm-hmm. I reckon that's right. I reckon you could do on this.
This is why I put the Kino on.
What are your numbers?
Everyone's birthday.
Yeah, right. Mm. You're not going to give it away.
Because if everyone's putting it on, and then what kind of cut of the kitty am I going to get then if everyone's got the winning numbers?
That's true.
Question number seven.
Crazy.
What is the equivalent of Mayfair on the Australian Monopoly board? In the Mayfair slot, in Australian
Mayfair
Monopoly.
Mayfair the biggest one?
Mayfair's the expensive one.
Pitt Street.
You reckon Pitt Street?
Is that Sydney?
Or is
So you reckon that's the most glamorous street in Australia, do you?
Yeah.
Pitt Street, the shopping mall in the CBD.
Your favourite part, your favourite slice of
Australia. I love bobbing all around this great land and Pitt Street is that one. I love it. I feel free there, you know. It's my place with my people. Yeah.
Could you afford Pitt Street?
No one. Okay. Well, I could afford to shop there sometimes.
Is there a Tarakash on Pitt Street?
There is. Anything you want, Pitt Street has.
Yep.
Tarakash.
It's up the other end, I
Roger
think. Roger
David. Mm-hmm. JB Hi-Fi.
Oh, the end.
EB Games.
Still going.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Pitt Street. I'm not sure about that. Only because what's the one next to Mayfair? Because you know how Mayfair comes in a package
Park Lane.
Of two. Park Lane. Park Lane. Do you think Pitt Street is more Park Lane equivalent?
I don't know. You're the Englishman.
No, I know. I've only played the English board.
Yeah.
Do you know? So, yeah, Park Lane. You don't know if Pitt Street is
I've
more Park
I've never
been Lane?
Outside of Australia in my life.
Right.
But you have been everywhere inside Australia.
That's right. I've been all up inside down. Australia. And, you know, they say that this is many, you know, it's like a bunch of countries all in one.
Australia?
Mm, yeah.
Is it?
Which, where are the, which countries are they?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've never been outside of Australia, so I've got no frame of reference.
Yeah, right. Right. The country. Yeah. It sort of sounds like you're parroting something someone else said.
Mm. I don't know. Some things pop in and then that, like, I might.
Well, as an impressionist.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd be grabbing at things all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Drawers, for example.
Yeah, and I don't have a real personality of my own, you see. Just am a pastiche of different jokes that someone else has said or read on the internet and things like that.
Yeah.
Oh, and you take jokes from the internet?
Oh, yeah.
Google
you
must have been a boon for you.
I'm a strictly Bing man.
Bing.
I'm strictly Bing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bing.
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 Oh, right.
Search engine.
The search engine.
Strictly a Bingman.
A Bingman.
You've got the whole place to yourself.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Google.
Room to spread out. Yeah.
What is the equivalent of Mayfair on the Australian Monopoly board?
We'll go Pitt Street.
Pitt Street, right.
I don't know street names. I'm more of a landmark.
I reckon it's on there. I reckon it's on the board.
You don't reckon
I don't know if it's a Mayfair.
Thank you.
But we'll run out of time, so I'll put Pitt Street. Question number eight. Mm-hmm. To where did the USA send its very first ambassador? To where did the United States of America send its very first ambassador? Doctor, did you help them with the transition out of the States?
The ambassador?
Mm.
I did help them.
Thought so.
Mm-hmm. I'm part of the company that helped.
Right.
So.
Oh, yeah, the company you work for.
Because I don't think I was born then.
I see.
Right. Yep.
Good pickup.
Oh, you're from like a long line of transitioners? Or is it?
Right, yes. So we helped this ambassador go to Mexico.
Mexico. Uh-huh.
Great. It's multiple choice. So it's either the Netherlands, United Kingdom or Spain.
And then Spain, of course.
Of course. The adventure. So they went through Mexico. To
Netherlands.
Get to Spain.
It could be Spain.
Spain.
To be honest.
So Netherlands, United Kingdom and Spain.
But no, Mexico was its own thing back by then.
When is it again? I stopped.
Well, there's no year here, but to where did the USA send its very first ambassador? One might suppose
Mexico
early on in the history of America. So
you know, Mexico
late 1700s, maybe. No, Mexico not an option. Netherlands, United Kingdom, or Spain are the three options available to you.
It could have been United Kingdom because of its proximity to the US, but
have they just, would this be post-war?
I'm thinking of what might have just happened there, yeah.
They might be mad at them.
Well, Benjamin Franklin went to the UK to, you know, petition the king.
Oh.
And stop the war. But that didn't
try to transition them out.
Yeah.
It was all about no taxation without representation. That's what he was about.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And then he was also about his glasses. Loved his spectacles.
And he was an inventor.
He was an inventor and a transitioner.
Yeah. Didn't believe
little
in God.
Little known, the transitioner
either.
Part. Didn't believe in God.
No.
Or the arts.
No, I believe he did actually believe it. Yeah. Right. Maybe he did. Well, he's an inventor, you know, that's kind of an artistry.
That's true. Yeah. It's on the edge.
He discovered electricity. Not he discovered it.
But his invention was really important. You see the delineation that, you know, that I'm talking about?
Yeah.
If it's important, it stays.
Yeah.
I'll put Spain.
Spain, yeah.
I think you're making a mistake.
Question number 9. Contro is a liqueur that gets its flavour from the peel of what fruit? Contro is a liqueur that gets its flavour from the peel of what fruit? Big Contro fan?
No.
Big cocktail fan?
I'll do a Negroni. My mum is a big Cointreau fan.
Oh. Mm.
Margaritas.
So you've tasted it.
Yeah.
Do you remember the flavour?
I'm going to say oranges.
Mm-hmm. You are spot on.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, you are a big Cointreau fan.
Yeah, well, I love a margarita.
Mm-hmm.
And Cointreau.
What do you
can use either.
Tommy's?
You can use either triple sec or Cointreau. They are interchangeable. Okay. Triple sec is cheaper. Mm. But Cointreau kind of has a different, you know, a bit of
So Contro is an option available to you. Do you help with the transition of the liquid out of the bottle, Bow Wow?
What do you do? Just go, do you think you should be in that bottle? And the liquid's like, yeah, you're right, actually. I'm going to quit.
Do you tempt it out?
Jumps out.
Yeah, I do. I tempt it out. Yeah, I
you're a heavy drinker?
Yes, I would say. On the weekends, though.
Binge drinking.
What's your poison?
I don't mind Contro. Mm-hmm.
Quantro.
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 I'll put orange. Question orange. Number 10.
10 already.
Final question.
Good work, Bronny.
You ever thought about getting out of this business?
Transitioning out of this podcast?
Yeah.
I'm trying.
What would you do? Yeah. What would you do if you weren't here?
Probably be having a nap.
Yeah?
Yeah, just
what sort of nap?
Power nap. Like a good 20 minute. I've just finished White Lotus out.
Yeah, I do. You ready to check this out? Powerful, powerful.
That is powerful.
Yeah. Mary Isabel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien.
A lot of names.
Is better known as who?
As who?
What's the OBE stand for? Obstetrician.
Order of the British Empire?
Empire.
That's from us.
So it must be one of yours.
That's the most Irish name I've ever heard.
Have you worked with Mary Isabel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien? It's a list of Irish names, really, than a name, isn't it?
I don't work with the Irish.
As a rule.
Mm-hmm. They're very happy and they're very hard to transition out. Because they always find the goodness in what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So my work is...
You ever been to Ireland?
Never been to Ireland.
Never been either.
Because they always find the goodness in what they do. So what you need in a client is someone just with that...
Impressionable.
Some impressionable who can't find the happiness in life.
Right.
I'm quitting impressions.
Do you know anyone impressionable that can't find the happiness in life?
I'm going to quit it. I'm going to sign up to baking TAFE course tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
The journey that you've been during this quiz is phenomenal.
My impressions aren't any good.
Hey, being honest is the first
I've just
step.
Kept my own. Stop him. I've kept my own voice and all I've done is, hey, look at me. I'm this person.
You're saying it.
And I went on to Australia's Got Talent, and I got through and kept getting through, and I was like, what is wrong with you people? Are you people fucked in the head? And I think, here's a little secret, I reckon everyone that works on Australia's Got Talent is fucked in the head.
You reckon?
Yeah, and I reckon the only people that go on are desperate, delusional fuckheads that need to go and have a hard look at yourself like I'm doing right now.
Yeah, so and you went on it.
And I humiliated myself in front of people that, you know, shouldn't judge.
Shouldn't. Oh. Who were the judges?
I don't know. What were their names?
Who's on that show?
David Walliams.
David Walliams.
All the modern ones. He's from England.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Starting to think
that's
he's
part
not
of
a good
transition
dude.
Out, isn't it? Hosting something in Australia.
I got in that gig.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's really hard to just say go cold turkey because they're still hanging on.
Well, we're kind of the reason why there's no Little Britain anymore.
Yeah. I said to Little Britain, I said to them,
maybe it's not a good idea to do blackface anymore.
No more blackface. And then I said to David, okay, one more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can do a picture storybook and then you're allowed to go on one more you can have one more TV.
Yeah, and he picked Australia's and Got Talent.
So like an Australian talent show is like the nicotine patch of
And then we won't hear from David again.
Wow.
But for the best, isn't it? Because
you're
he'll
a miracle
be so happy.
Worker.
He's going to live here in
Melbourne.
I already
feel so much happier knowing that I don't have to do stand-up comedy and in prisons anymore.
Oh, it's a relief, isn't it?
Do you also do stand-up comedy?
Well, it is. It's under the guise of stand-up comedy. Whether that's true or not, you know, to be honest, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
My gigs have never gone any very well.
Famous Irish women.
Is it a famous Irish woman?
We have to assume, don't we? Right? Mary Isabel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien.
Okay, so
got to be famous. What's it doing in the quiz?
O'Brien.
You'd think Irish, but then I guess could be American, because you know a lot of the Irish Americans like to recommit to themselves being Irish.
You don't
know. They love it.
I've got no idea who this
is. Yeah, exactly. Mm.
Mary O'Brien. She must be going by one of those middle names.
Oh, that's good.
What are they again? That's too many.
Isabel, Catherine, and Bernadette. Bernadette Peters? Catherine Zeta-Jones.
She's Welsh.
Oh.
That's close.
That would be surprising.
Yeah.
Lock in Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yeah, let's go Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Lock in Welsh actor Catherine Zeta-Jones. That's 10 questions.
All right. Got them all right.
How do you feel you did?
I feel very confident with a brain trust like this.
Mm-hmm.
That's lovely.
Well, let's find out how you went. Question number.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One was, how many seats are required to win an overall majority in the British House of Commons? You said 14 important ones, but the answer was 326.
I told you there was more than that.
Question number two is, Daniel Ricciardo has shifted F1 teams again. Where's he off to now? You said Red Bull, and it's Red Bull.
You said Red Bull.
I did. Canada is where ice hockey was most notably developed.
Well done.
Montreal, for more detail.
Montreal.
That's three so far. Oh, that's quite good.
What?
Your accent. That was actually quite a good impression.
I think you just did an impression.
I thought, is there a Frenchman in the
I'm back, baby!
It's quite cool. Wow. Maybe you won't have to quit after all.
I know.
To the nearest hour, what is the longest recorded tennis match? You said 16 hours, but it's 11 hours and 5 minutes.
Fuck.
Played over 3 days between.
Fucking hell.
I'd ask for my money back.
The Gucci designer that recently stepped down is not Alessandro Iam, but Alessandro Michele.
That's close.
You said Pitt Street is the equivalent of Mayfair on the Australian Monopoly Board, but it's King's Avenue. To where did the USA send its very first ambassador? You said Spain, but it was the Netherlands.
Why would anyone let me finish
my story about Mexico, I would have got there. Mm. Yeah. That's all.
I think we can chalk that one up.
John Adams in 1782.
Yeah.
Contro is the liqueur that gets its flavour from an orange peel.
Nailed it.
Did it. Like Grand Marnier.
And Mary Isabel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien OBE is better known as Dusty Springfield.
Oh, Dusty.
Fucking hell.
And not Catherine Zeta-Jones, giving you four out of ten.
Four out of ten. Yeah. Is Ronnie an average?
Do you know what this
That's
means?
The average score, yeah.
Yep. Getting four out of ten. What does it mean?
A free session with me.
Oh, wow.
Wow, free.
What would you be if you weren't a stand-up comedian?
Probably what I am now, a barista.
Wow. So you make coffee. That's really important. What's your favourite coffee to make?
I've misread the situation. Passion in coffee.
Yeah. I might come on the road with you if that's all right.
Yeah, come on down to New Two. I'm going to France.
I love it.
Great. Oh, great. That's fantastic. So you're straight back into it and you're off. Thank you for lending us some of your time before the tour.
Yeah, that's all right. Check out my tour. It's a hot tour. It's called Boris Back and He's in France.
Right, so it's to the point.
Yeah.
It's a very explicit name, isn't it?
Are you going
it?
On your own or you got any opener, any support?
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
If you aren't too busy making cappuccinos or magics.
Magics?
Yeah.
Mm,
you ever made a magic?
Yeah, I had to Google it while I was making it.
Bloody hell.
Mm. But he did tell me it was the best magic he had ever had, so.
Well,
yeah.
Tells you it's bullshit.
Yeah,
it's
yeah, it is bullshit. Right.
It's a latte, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weak
in a small cup.
Yeah.
It's a tiny latte.
Yeah.
Tiny
order a piccolo, can't. Oh, anyway.
Do you
it's true, though. You're right. Just order a piccolo. You yeah. can't.
Changing the rating of this podcast in the last 30 seconds there. So just you and Bron out on the tour, no one else. Nah. Any impressions you'd be doing on the tour?
All of them. All my French ones, because you guys really seem to like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're all going to work in France. They love it when you do an impression of them.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you'd go like whole hog, beret, breadstick,
stripy shirt.
I mean, with you out of the country, who's going to step into your boots as Australia's premier impressionist?
Oh, some other fucking loser.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Some sort of improviser.
Nah.
No.
He's done. I know who you're thinking of.
Yeah.
He is done.
I'm thinking of Ben Russell.
Nah, he's not. He's ironically tried to leave the impression behind because he believes that it's hack.
Right.
Yeah, but somehow
he's... How's that going for him?
Not great because he got cast in a Channel 7 parody sketch show.
Oh, no.
It should be out in February.
Yeah.
No.
Great.
Did he get that over you?
What? And I'm pissed off. But luckily... He's dead inside.
Don't worry. Don't worry about Ben. He's got it. You know, he'll transition out.
It's something. Maybe adjacent. Mm. He might be a baker as well.
A baker. That's a good idea. I'll
always
suggest
thought
that
about
to him.
Baking. It's just the early hours that would freak him out, I reckon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Borry Tangerine, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me so much. Check this out. Who am I? Oh, look at me. I'm the host of this podcast. It's me, Kyron.
Ah, don't know. And Bow Wow, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Woof woof.
I can't believe it's taken this long to get to your tagline there.
I know. I just, that's what I say at the end of a session. Kyron, will you join me in a session?
I'd love to join
what
you.
What would you do?
Are you busy this afternoon?
Not busy this afternoon, actually. I've got an opening.
Oh, great. Why? Did someone cancel late?
Ben, we all have openings.
Ben Russell just can't. I just got a text from Ben Russell. Oh, he cancelled. Right. It's not a good sign. It means that he's had a flash of inspiration to
not
do
true,
more comedy. But
do you work with a lot of comedians?
Lots of comedians, but yeah.
Who else have you worked with? Who else have you tried to transition out?
Hannah Camilleri.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, no one knows her. Mm. So I think better to get out while you're not known.
Yeah.
You know, you don't disappoint fans before the damage is done.
Yeah, right. Will she have to cancel anything in that instance?
Not really. No. Maybe a couple of 5-minute spots, but, you know, they're really easy to... There's lots of comedians in Melbourne, so it's really easy to just swap them out.
Not a problem. Okay, well, Bow Wow, Dr. Bow Wow, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Melissa Bow, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And 4 out of 10, congratulations, Bron.
Thank you.
That's the average, so.
I'm happy to be
don't
average.
Don't feel bad, I guess.
But don't feel good either.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely don't feel good.
I think that's a nice place to be.
Yeah, neutral. Yeah.
That's been the message of the podcast, I think. Don't feel good.
Don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if any, I'll
but
take that
don't
away.
Feel bad, but don't feel good. Just feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just... I've just created this, haven't I? This heavy,
just be present for once.
This really heavy, pervasive feeling. I really do nurture it.
No.
I think I don't know if you've created it, but you fed it. I fed it.
Yeah, I came to the party with a vibe, and you fed that.
Thank you so much, Bron.
Thanks for having me.
Are you on any dying social media mediums or anything that people could follow you on?
Yeah, you can watch me not post on Instagram and Twitter. I guess if you. If you're so inclined.
Just scroll and not see her in your feed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be hovering, but
no, what you
won't
could say is you won't waste people's time if they follow you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm transitioning out.
strictly stories, none to the grid. That's your policy.
Yeah. I'm a no grid. I'm off grid.
Yeah.
That's it, boys. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Kiss your dad on the lips.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.